Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
enjoying a recovery ice bath.
I thought you were going to say running the point to pinnacle.
I think we said that Friday.
I think we did that one already, yeah.
Oh, because there's a couple of things I want to chat about. This is the Point to Pinnacle show. I didn't get a chance to chat about on the show this morning. And it happened yesterday, Nate, but I didn't want to tell it to you because I was hoping I could tell
sure.
the story.
Well, we can do it now.
We can make a little podcast exclusive. We ran yesterday, and yeah. Well done to you, mate. Congrats.
No spoilers, we got to the top. Well done, everybody.
Someone beat someone. I won't say who. But when we were running up, we didn't run together.
We did for a little bit at the start, and then it's virtually impossible to run together, really, isn't
There's
it?
There's so many people. But people were shouting us out. A lot of people confused as to who was who.
I had those over-ear headphones on, so I just blocked out. I needed to block out everything, otherwise I wasn't getting to the top.
I had the little headphones in, so I could still hear people saying things. One group of people went, "You're listening to the Jimmy Nath podcast!" Oh,
I got that from our very own, who's on the podcast today, Tommy Windsor. He came up halfway through. He kept trying to talk to me. I'm like, "Tommy, I can't talk. I'm like a steam engine, you know what I mean?" And so he came up to me, and he kept tapping me on the shoulder, going, "Oh, listen to the podcast, the Jimmy Nath podcast?" And I said, "No, because I want to get to the top. I want to be inspired."
Pissed off. Went, "Oh, I could have done that joke better." Just give myself feedback. So what happened when I was running at one point, again, this happened a few times, a bunch of people tried to wave me down.
Sure.
They want to say something. And I was like, look, I try not to stop. I just slow down to sort of be able to...
Because you're like me. If we stop, we can't go again.
Yeah, if I stop, I was done. I only stopped once because an SES guy waved me down. And I was like, well, you need to
stop for those people. Yeah. Yeah. And SES or police.
Pulled my headphone out and he went... Nate's just up there. And I went, oh.
Was that an emergency SES guy?
It's now been stopped. So I'm like, oh, starting back up again. But no, these people waved me at one point, and they were having a laugh. They're like, "Oh, Jimmy, you're struggling, mate. It's a bit hard." Yeah, a bit of banter.
Were these competitors or were
they
these
walkers.
Spectators?
Oh, walkers. Okay. As I was going past. And I went, oh, yeah, you know, it's a bit of banter. Fine. I do love it. And Grace, you know this. Nathan and I make jokes all the time. And sometimes we don't believe in the stuff we're saying. And sometimes we're trying to make a gag.
Yep.
And sometimes...
Most of the time to get out.
To get out.
Yeah.
You just say the thing, get a laugh, on your way.
Yep.
So I'm running and these people are going, oh, you know, it's a bit tough. You know, oh, look, you're struggling. And I was, I'll be honest, towards that end bit.
Of course you were. It's the world's toughest half marathon.
I was really struggling. So I just... I'm on the mountain. I'm struggling. They're like, will you even get to the top? So, you know, I'm short of breath. I'm sore. So my brain's just gone. It's just tried to go for the obvious joke.
Yeah.
I'm struggling to get to the top of the mountain. They're saying, will you even get to the top of the mountain? So what joke did I make?
I'm not getting to the top.
Be easier with a cable car.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
Jimmy?
Now, let's go a step further. Who was the highest fundraiser on the Point of Pinnacle?
No cable car.
No
Who
cable
did I make
car.
The joke to?
No cable
the
car.
No cable car people.
So how do you think that went?
Terribly.
Yeah. No.
And you know what? You probably deserved that response too.
And then I went, and then they all just went, ooh.
Yeah.
And I went, oh. So now I had to like, I was like, I'm so, I was like, it's just a joke. I was like, I mean, I was like, I'm the power.
Oh, dear.
And they went, it's all right, mate. Just keep going. And I went, oh,
I mean, in your defense,
it would have been easy.
The Hit Breakfast Show with Jimmy and Nate.
Yeah, that's right. Let's do it, Hobart. We're here. We're live. We're sore. to the Point to Pinnacle yesterday, Jim. We made it. Did we make it to the top? Find out next, but we've made it back into the studio.
The famous Jimmy Nath saying, we're here, we're sore. Was that it?
We're here, we're sore. Give me a beer.
You know, look, we're here, guys. We're live and we're up and about.
I don't want to jinx it, but you and I, we've discussed off air a few times this morning, we're not as sore as we thought we would be. Now, I'm waiting for it to click over and for me to not be able to walk properly.
Yeah, we're not.
Is that going to happen at one point?
We're not as sore as we thought we'd be. I mean, we're going to come up next, we're going to chat about it, but yes, not as sore as I thought we'd be. We have blisters on the bottom of our feet.
Blisters on me feet.
I've got blisters on me fingers.
Yeah.
No, on my feet.
Your feet fingers. The fingers of the feet.
Ah, the old feet fingers. You mean toes? When they pop, that'll be sore.
Because they're
on the heels, which is
they're
the real hard
sore.
Part. But no, look, yeah, we'll chat about it next.
We're going to unpack a lot of it next.
Yeah.
Everything that happened next.
But we're here, guys.
We're here. We've made it. No one freak out. The boys are back. We're live. Yeah. And we'll tell you all about the P2P next.
Speaking of Point to Pinnacle. We did it, bud.
We did it, mate.
Don't get
we did it.
Yesterday, Nathan and I took on the Point to Pinnacle as you're driving around Hobart this morning. You can see the mountain from wherever you are, unless you're way up north.
It's cloud. It's I know you can't see it out your window. So. It's actually quite cloud covered at the moment.
You don't need to see it. You know what it looks like. Google it if you must.
Yeah. You'll see it at one point today. Yeah.
Look, we took it on yesterday, 21.1 Ks, over 1,271 metres of elevation. And we did it.
Yeah. Nobody thought we would. I think a few people thought we would.
No, look, I mean, okay, maybe start
down
off,
the middle.
Start off with the comments on Instagram.
Yeah.
Maybe start there. Because I did upload a video of you very early in the race.
Yeah.
When I still had my breath and I was okay, I was like, I can put some stuff up on the socials. You can see it at Jimmy Nas.
Apologies for my socials as well. I couldn't do anything because, you know, I had to be in the absolute zone for the entire race. Otherwise, I wasn't getting anywhere.
Nath can't upload stuff to the socials and walk.
God, no.
Like down the street.
God, no.
Today to get a coffee.
If I'm doing the world's toughest half marathon.
I tell you what I hate. When you walk and text and you try to have a conversation with me.
Remember that time I got lost?
Yeah.
It was one time.
I lost the big fella.
Jimmy and I, where were we?
Was that in Hobart? We were walking downtown to get a coffee.
We were walking downtown and I turned down the wrong street. Yeah,
and I kept talking to you and then I've turned. You were not next to me.
We ended about 300 metres away from each other.
End up at different coffee shops. No, look, a few people. There was a video I put earlier of you. You got a big behind.
Barge butt.
Yeah, you're packing.
Look, I know.
That anaconda wants some. Because you got big buns.
I got a big butt. I got a big barge ass.
A lot of people have been saying that big butt won't get up the mountain. They were wrong.
Yeah.
And a lot of people asking this video needs to make the regular feed. It may end up being your most viewed vid on Instagram.
Which video? The video of my bottom?
Yeah, when I zoom
really?
In.
Really? Just of me? Just of the big fella? That was before we even hit any incline. We're on Sandy Bay Road.
I think it's just your bum, mate.
It's just the bottom.
Give yourself a ding. Nice bum.
Thanks, mate.
Shout out to Kath and Mick for making you.
Well, big Mickey. Big Mickey's got the same bottom as me.
And your mum's exactly got the same. Nice,
oh, hey.
some of the other comments from people. This is my favourite. A lot of them. Again, you can see all this on Facebook at Jimmy Nath at Hit 101.9. A lot of people asking Nath if he saw snow on the mountain, which I loved, which is now. By the way, call the show anytime, 13 10 60, even if it's for Alpha Bucks. Ask Nath if there's snow on the mountain.
Answer, and the only person I'm answering is whoever got in first. And because that's the thing with me and the snow, you can only tell me, only one person can tell me every day. And so whoever asks first, I'll answer you and go, I did see snow. There was one little patch of snow up there that we did see.
No, there was
see.
A couple of...
Was there?
Yeah, there was a couple.
Oh, I thought I was seeing things because I was dizzy.
All the white stuff up the top was...
Was that snow, was it? Yeah, right.
It wasn't snow. It was perfect conditions for it yesterday. Another one. This one comes from Shiv, but a few people have messages about it. She was apologising to me because she yelled out, and you can actually hear it on the Instagram story.
There's a video
story.
Evidence of this.
It's me running, and you can hear, if you turn the volume up, you can hear someone go, "Go, Nate!" Nathan and I were not running together. So she's like, "Sorry, Jimmy." I called out Nathan. Happened a lot.
It did happen a lot.
Which goes to show, it's Jimmy here. Hey, guys, how you going? That people still have no idea.
Yeah, no idea. Who. Hey, but that's fine. We answer to both, so that's fine.
I don't stop anyone and go, hey.
I'm not going to correct them.
I just wave.
Yeah. And you know what? And I need to apologise as well, because I had the big over-ear headphones. So I had everything completely blocked out. Needed to. So I had people trying to talk to me and wave to me and stuff, and I was just throwing chuckers left and right. People were probably asking me questions. It was probably like a police officer was like, sir, you need to move over.
You've gone the wrong way.
And I'm just chuckering.
You want to turn?
I'm just shuggering.
Right.
Yeah.
Look. Also, Nat. Look. We had so much fun doing it. I mean, we did it for Movember.
Yeah.
You can still donate if you want to. Head to our Instagram at Jimmy Nath. But look, there was everyone running up the mountain was doing it for a charity or something. Yesterday, I did want to give a shout out to Just Like Jack.
Oh, how impressive are they?
You head to their website, justlikejack.com.au. You'd love to get them on the show. They finished the Point to Pinnacle yesterday, but that was after 275 kilometres.
Wow.
So that was over 8 days. So they did the Burnie 10, the Launceston 10, and the Point to Pinnacle.
Incredible.
Going along the road as well.
Remarkable people.
Jack Duffy, made it to the top with his father Chris and brother Xavier pushing. And,
Remarkable, isn't it? Absolutely remarkable.
I couldn't believe it. And then when I didn't realize that they'd done all that other stuff before. So to do those like 275 Ks and then finish with a Point to Pinnacle.
So good. So good. Look, we're going to be covering this for the rest of the show.
It's pretty much going to be
a bit of a Point to Pinnacle show. Tommy Windsor, leader of the Mobart Mobros, who toyed with us on the mountain yesterday. He's going to be joining us after 8:30. We've also got a special treat for him. Not going to say what that is yet. But up next, Miriam Dowie, who was the winner again of the Women's Point to Pinnacle. She's going to be joining us live on the show next. Jim, of course, yesterday, you and I, we completed the Point to Pinnacle. This is going to be a bit of a Point to Pinnacle recap show, but there is one lady we do need to talk to on the show. Please welcome the first female to cross the finish line in yesterday's Point to Pinnacle. She is an icon on this race. She's won it two times before. It can be the only Miriam Dowie. Miriam, welcome to the show.
Hi, hello. Thank you so much for having me on. And awesome work yesterday. It was really admirable and just seeing you guys and all the other people out there. So congratulations.
Oh, and she's so humble. And she, you are truly a superstar.
Miriam, can we start with yesterday when we were in the presentation, we were sitting there with everyone in the room. And you were like, oh, wasn't my best time. It was a bit slow. And then everyone started laughing in the room because it's like, well, you won! You won!
Yeah, that's it. And it's all about, at the end of the day, it's not about how fast you run it. It's just about the journey and the process and just completing the actual event and getting to the finish is an achievement in itself.
Miriam, you are so incredibly impressive. I mean, this is the third time that you've won it. You did it an hour 48 minutes. As Jim just said, you've done it 10 minutes faster than that in the past. Can you talk us through the run yesterday from your perspective?
Yeah, it was such a beautiful morning for it. We were very lucky. There was no wind. The sun was out. I just kept a steady pace throughout, or as steady as it can be for running up a hill. I think from the springs to the pinnacle was where my legs just sort of, they just felt really heavy and just got a bit of cramps towards the end. But, I just pushed through, literally just told myself, one foot in front of the other, and got there.
I'll tell you what, it would have been a good idea to talk to Miriam before we did the Point to Pinnacle, just for some advice.
Can't really ask.
We're asking just normal people for advice. We probably should have asked a dual winner of the race.
Miriam, was it earlier this year, was it last year, I can't remember, when you were running up every day raising money?
Yeah, that was in August. So I did the Everest Challenge to run and raise funds and awareness for the Tim Blair Run for Kids Foundation. So they're an organisation that supports families who are undergoing challenges with childhood illness, including cancer and other chronic illnesses.
Was it every day for a week that you were running up and down?
Yes, every day.
So yesterday, how much training are you doing in the lead up? Or is there, I guess, a bit, and did that help? You were like, well, at least it's only once.
Oh, mentally, definitely.
Oh, we got you, Mary. Hello.
Oh, hello.
Sorry, that's what it is. She's still at the top of the mountain.
Reception's not, she's just done a light jog this morning back up.
Sorry, Mary, what were you saying?
Leading up to the event, my training hasn't been as consistent as I would have liked it to be. But, I've attempted to at least do a few runs from the springs to the pinnacle before the event just to help mentally and physically prepare, because that's the hardest section.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we didn't do any
of that. No, we didn't do any of that. Hey, Miriam, how cool is it? Because one thing Jim and I have spoken about that we thought was one of the most powerful things about getting up that mountain is going past all the spectators, and especially like as runners, we run past the walkers at one point, and they're all clapping each other on. We clap the walkers on. This community feel, doesn't it? Does that help you drive to get to the top?
Oh, yes, definitely. I was inspired by everyone out there and just having that support from the walkers and the runners as well. We're helping each other get to the top. So it's a collective effort, which I think is really amazing. Not many races have that effect. Yeah,
and the fundraising stuff as well. I know you mentioned it yesterday in your speech, like Just Like Jack. I mean, that stuff blows Nathan and I away. Obviously, Nathan and I, we ran with the Mobile Mobros for Movember. It feels like it's, because I know you've done so many runs, it feels like this one's just a bit more than a half marathon.
Oh, definitely. And for many of the runners, they were running for a purpose. So maybe it was to raise funds for an organisation or maybe a personal goal. So there was something that was a motive for them to get to that finish. more than just running a half marathon. Mary, it's really special. Oh, yeah.
You're so incredibly talented, and it's so cool to watch you and see you take these victories out. There's two questions I wanted to leave you with before we do let you go. Question number one, are you sore? Because Jimmy and I, we weirdly, for some reason, we're not as sore as we thought we would be. I mean, yesterday we're almost in tears afterwards, and we did go to bed at about 6 p.m. last night. But are you sore? And also, what should Jimmy and I be doing to ensure that we can walk tomorrow?
Yes. I am a little bit sore, but it's not bad to the point that I can't walk or, you know, it's okay. It's expected.
Okay.
Soreness. But, yeah, that's really good that you guys are feeling well. I recommend to keep the legs moving, doing a bit of active recovery. And, yeah, so the thing is you might develop delayed onset muscle soreness.
DOMS, of course.
DOMS, yeah. Well, the old DOMS.
DOMS, yeah. Listen to us three professional runners just chatting about it. Okay, all right, so keep the legs moving. The final question I had, now, Miriam, I'm pretty sure I know the answer to this because you just rocketed straight away from the start. You probably didn't see Jimmy and I, but I was wondering if you had any feedback on our running styles or anything, but I'll be honest, you probably didn't see us, did you?
No, unfortunately, I didn't, but whatever you guys have done, you made it to the top, so you're doing well.
Oh,
we love you.
There you go.
Love you,
Miriam Dowie. Another huge round of applause. 1 hour, 48 minutes. Now, I know you're actually not happy with that time, so I need to stop reading it out, but it beat us by a very long way. So, Miriam Dowie.
Oh, thank you so much.
You are an inspiration. Congratulations. We can't wait to chat to you again. Maybe we talk to you a little bit earlier before the race next year when we do it, hey?
That sounds like a great plan.
Thank you, Miriam. Kids Alpha Bucks. Yeah, $1,000 up for grabs. The game is easy as ABC. The way it works, we give you a letter of the alphabet, 10 questions, 30 seconds. You get all 10 correct, you take home the $1,000. And this morning, playing from Sorrel. Hello, Courtney. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
We're going right. You have a good weekend, Court?
Yeah, I did. It was lovely weather. Did you?
Well, we ran up a mountain, so, I mean, For about 3 hours of that time, we weren't having a good time.
Yeah.
Everything outside of that was great.
No, it was. I'm glad, Courts. I'm glad it was a good day yesterday to run up the mountain because I didn't want to run up if it was like rainy and overcast. So it was actually the perfect conditions.
Nice. It was. It was really good. I woke up on Sunday morning, Courtney, and I was a little bit upset that the conditions were so good. I was like, and it looks like it's not going to get cancelled, is it?
Yeah, no, it was a good day for a beer, that's for sure.
Day for
two,
it.
Three, four.
And a few frothies up the mountain yesterday.
We deserved it though, Courtney, didn't we?
You did. You worked hard for it.
Thank you.
I want to give her the thou. I just want to give her the thou. Can't do it, mate. Our boss is literally standing outside.
Yeah.
All right, Court, let's see what we can do for you. This morning, your letter is L, as in L for love.
Yeah.
Okay, your 30 seconds starts in the first topic I give you. You can pass and we can come back to that topic if there is time at the end of the 30 seconds. Courtney from Sorrel, are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, Court, your first question beginning with L. Name something you wear.
Ooh, leggings.
A kid's toy.
Locomotive.
Something in your school bag.
Lolly.
Something in a soup.
Pass.
A type of dance.
Locomotion.
A type of pasta.
Pass.
A girl's name.
Loretta.
A sports brand.
Pass.
An insect.
Pass.
A colour.
Pass.
Ooh. Courtney, are you a fan of trains? I've got locomotive and locomotion.
Do the locomotion with me. You a fan of that? Yeah. You like that song?
No, I'm not. It's all I could think about.
What's that song called? I was trying to find it. Is it called locomotion? How do you spell locomotion, producer Grass?
LOCOMOTION.
Locomotion. Use it in a sentence.
Look, Courts, we can't give you $1,000, but we can give you $50 thanks to My State Bank.
Yeah.
The human way to bank. Well done, Courts.
Well done, Court. Congratulations. Do we want to play? I don't think I've got it in the system. Sorry.
No, you asked Courts and she said no, not a fan of it.
Yeah, she's not actually a fan of it. She just remembered it.
Now we'd be rubbing it in if we played the song. But Courts, you did well.
Well done, Court. Thanks so much for playing. You enjoy that $50 and have a good Monday, all right?
You too. Thank you.
Nath, I just want to quickly mention the socials. At Jimmy and Nath, you can see all the action from yesterday of you and I doing the Point to Pinnacle, running from Rest Point to the top of Canaan Mount Wellington.
How far was it again?
21.1 k's and 1,271 metres of elevation.
Felt longer. Felt steeper. I mean, that last 5Ks.
Oh, no. I reckon it was, what did we say? 5.43.
Yeah, 5.43.
4.3?
Four. Super quick story. Okay, yeah. So Knight Frank at the
moment. Also, actually, at Jimmy Nath, don't go there yet.
Yeah, don't go there yet.
I know we always say in the, so go check it out. Mm. Just, Nathan, coming up next, we've got to do something. Yeah. So we don't actually want you to look.
And if you go there, you're cheating, all right? Yeah. And don't cheat.
So maybe wait 15 minutes to go there. We'll
and then
tell you
go
why
afterwards, yeah.
And then Nathan can do his story.
Super quick story. Knight Frank are the major sponsors of Point to Pinnacle. And what they've done is they kindly map out the race for you. So they tell you how long is left. So they might 10Ks,
they
8Ks.
They use those little open home
signs. Open home signs. Yeah. And they put how many left. Now, early on, they've divided it up by about 3 kilometres or 2 kilometres. So it's like 10, 7, and then it keeps going down.
Yeah.
From 5K, they do it every kilometre when it gets really steep, when you're almost at the pinnacle, essentially. Now, we didn't know this, Jim. You and I thought, okay, surely they're still spacing it out by two, because after we got through the four-kilometre sign, we felt like we were running for so long and we hadn't seen the 3 kilometre sign yet that we were like, oh, they must be going via two.
I'll be honest, I didn't notice a kilometre sign until 4Ks. And I think because at that point, I was done.
Yeah, you do want to
count
down.
So if you were telling me that there were Ks earlier, didn't notice.
Yeah. Well, between 4 and 3, it felt like we'd run 6Ks.
I thought I'd missed 3.
Yeah. Or someone had stolen it as a gag or knocked it over. I was like, funny gag, guys. No. And then we get to the 3. I'm like, you're telling me I've only run
1K?
1K in about 40 minutes?
And then 3 to 2, same thing. I was like, oh, I've missed 2.
So
then I got to 2, I was like...
So feedback I have for Point of Pinnacle is get rid of the signs because they create false hope.
No, I need a 4, 4.8, 4.6.
Yeah, and then keep going, you lad.
Yeah, massive round of applause for us.
Yeah,
don't often do that on the show, but we successfully ran the entire Point to Pinnacle.
And well done to everybody else as well who made it up there.
Nah, just us. Nah. We're always banging on about everyone else. Today it's us.
Yeah, we got up there, guys.
No, look, massive shout out. Another round of applause for everyone you said that that did it. So many different causes. And we were mentioning Just Like Jack earlier. We were part of the Mobos raising money for Movember. If you still want to donate to Nath or I, head to our Instagram at Jimmy Nath. Not right now,
don't
though.
Go now and we'll tell you why in a minute.
Stop.
Yeah.
I know we always say go, but not right now.
Put down your phones.
I know you want to donate to Movember and all the good work they do for stopping men dying too young, but you can wait. 10,
in this
15.
Particular time, just stop for a second.
I know it's a bit odd.
Yeah.
The reason we do want you to stop is because Nathan and I both ran it. Mm. We ran the entire way. It was, both of us can say this, that there were points where you and I were what you would technically call running.
Yeah.
But there were people walking past us.
If you were just walking down Cat and Fiddle Arcade, you would have walked quicker than what we were running at some point. It was running purely because of the tempo that we were going with our feet, but we weren't actually moving that fast.
There's a few different techniques. I mean, we've got Tommy Windsor coming on later for the show, head of the Mobot Mobros. He does the sprint for a bit, stop, walks, sprints again, stop, walks. You and I,
we're like steam engine trains.
I feel like if I stop, I'm going to stop.
If I stop, I'm not getting up there. That's the thing. I had to keep moving. I'm literally like a steam engine. Like because if I stop, then it takes me a long time to go again.
So they released the walkers who walked to the top about an hour.
Release the walkers. Make it sounds like they're in a big cage.
Release the walkers. Let them be free. So they released the walkers, the day walkers, they call them. So they walk during the day. And then about an hour later, the runners go. And the runners aren't released. They just go.
They're just free.
But so some of the walkers get to the top before there were walkers that were done before I ran to the top.
Some of the walkers were walking real quick. Did you have a bit of a yog halfway through?
Did you
run when I was looking?
Yeah. But yeah, you run past the walkers. So when I'm going really slow at one point, you were the same, Nath. The walkers, because they're power walking, they just power walk straight past you, and you're like,
and there was one point, and Jim, I'm assuming you'll probably agree with me here, particularly in that last 5Ks where it gets the incline is ridiculous. It feels like you're running on a treadmill and you're not actually moving anywhere, which is what we were just talking about, the difference between 4Ks to go and 3Ks to go. It took us like half an hour to do that.
The 4K and 3K point, I question if I was moving anywhere.
I thought I wasn't. I thought I was running on the spot.
I had headphones in, I was playing music, and I paused it just to sort of look around and be like,
is this a stitch up?
Why am I not moving? And then I looked down and went, no, I am, very slowly.
Yeah.
What we want to do on 131060, and look, it's about getting to the top. Like I said, a lot of people raising money. Everyone had reasons for doing the Point to Pinnacle. But look, you know, 131060, Who won? Jimmy and Nath.
Who won out of Jimmy and Nath to get to the top of the mountain?
Who do you think got there first?
The reason we're saying don't go to the Instagram is because the answer is there.
Yeah, the answer
is
there.
So this is a trust exercise. Don't call if you've seen it. Don't call if you're going to go there right now. Call if you haven't seen it and you're purely guessing who won.
Just having a guess. You haven't seen the Instagram and you've just been listening to the show this morning and you went, I listen. Or maybe you've been a listener for weeks, months, years. A day. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's your first ever show.
Yeah, you've decided to tune in and weigh in on this.
You've tuned in this morning for the first time ever, and you went, I'm going to have a guess.
Yeah.
So 131060, who do you think got to the top first? Jimmy or Nath? And also, much like our show rating at the end of the show, we're going to need a reason why. Yeah, we've just asked 131060, who do you think got to the top first? Jimmy or Nath? We both competed in the Point to Pinnacle yesterday. It was our first time doing it. We've also asked you to call if you haven't seen the socials, because the answer is there. We've put everything up. So it is an honesty policy.
No cheats. No cheats. We want honest opinion. Who do you think got to the top? Very quickly, I want to preface with the fact that I'm not a runner. Jim, you've had more experience than me in the running category.
We should do a little bit of a backstory.
For people who may have just tuned in.
I have done a couple of half marathons 10 plus years ago.
Your old man, marathon runner?
Dad was a marathon runner. I mean, there's been a few injuries since
you made
then.
A glass.
notoriously dislocated my shoulder, Ben Lomond this year.
Yeah.
Ben Lomond for our French listeners. So I've basically done very little training for the Point to Pinnacle, but do have a history of running. Nath, you don't have a history of running.
No.
But done a lot of training.
Never run further than 10Ks in my life
on
anything, but I did do training. I did train for
this. You even ran to Lost Freight. You did the 14Ks.
Did some Lost Freight. Yeah.
So Nath done training, Jimmy no training, Jimmy history of running, Nath no history.
Interesting.
Does that balance it out?
Interesting dichotomy,
isn't
it?
Did we tie?
Yeah, well, no, maybe it was a tie. No, we didn't tie.
Okay, so Nath, we've got to ask him, have you seen the Instagram?
Uh-huh.
We need to know.
Yeah.
Who do you think won and your reason why?
Okay, let's go to the phones now. Jane from Rosetta. Hi, Jane. How are you?
Oh, I'm really good. Thank you. How are you?
Sore, Jane, but we'll push through, you know what I mean? Because that's the kind of show we are. Jane, in your personal opinion, out of Jimmy and Nath, who won and why?
Look, I think it was Jimmy purely because he looks like he has the physique for running long distance, all that sort of thing.
So
I reckon he would have had a bit of wind behind him, would have pushed him up the hill.
Sure.
A strong wind blew me.
Yeah. Okay, so what does my physique look like I am, Jane?
Oh, well, you look like you could probably, I don't know, dead 120 kilos or something like that.
It's true.
Okay, all right. Okay, now, Jane, all right, so you're locking in Jimmy. You've given us the reason why. Now the honesty policy question. Jane, have you seen on the Instagram, have you been to the Jimmy Anthony Instagram? Because the answer is there.
No, I have not.
Okay, good. All right, okay. So that's one vote for you, Jim. All right, let's go to Markella. Markella from Gilston Bay. Hi, Markella. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you, guys.
Now, Markella, personal opinion, who got to the top first, Jimmy or Nath?
Well, I think it was Jimmy, but I think it's Nathan. So I'm not too sure because I was there yesterday. So
you were there.
I saw Jimmy passing me on the last 2 or 3K.
Right, okay.
I didn't see Nathan passing me, but I'm not so sure either.
Okay, so this is interesting. So you got the advantage of you were on the mountain yesterday. You did see Jimmy go past you. You didn't see me.
You said the last few Ks, Markella. How was I looking at those last few Ks?
Well, you know when you said you're slowing down in that little corner before, like 2 or 3 Ks before the top?
Yep.
And I was feeling the same. I was looking at my legs. It's like, am I actually walking or running? So I was actually walking it. And you were running it, but you slowed down as well. And I was like, oh, my God, we're all feeling it.
Yeah, okay, all right.
And it wasn't really a run. It was just more of a shuffle.
So she saw you in the hurt locker. Okay, all right. So you got who are we going to lock in, Markella?
Oh, that's a tough one. Maybe Nath.
You're going to lock in Nath. Okay, all right. Okay, so one vote each. One vote. Okay, this is interesting. Animal from Oak Downs. Hello, Animal.
How you going, guys?
Yeah, we're going all right, you big animal. How are you?
Yeah, good, boys.
Now, Animal, who do you reckon? Who was more of an animal? Who got to the top first, Jimmy or Nath?
Look, I reckon it's got to be Jimmy.
Yeah. What do you think, me, Animal?
Oh, because about 20 years ago, I worked in a gym, and there was these two guys. My mum was named Nath, and mum was named Jimmy, and Nathan ever used to work out at all. Every time you do a couple of sets, the lazy bugger used to stop and have a drink of Lucozade while Jimmy was still pumping them. So I some association with Jimmy and endurance. So
okay, all right. Jimmy. Okay.
Bit of history there.
Bit of history. I like the thought that's gone into that. All right. Animal, we need to ask you the question. Have you been to the Jimmy Nath Instagram? Because the answer is there. We told people not to, and it's a bit of an honesty policy. Have you been to the Instagram?
Nah, mate, I haven't got time for that.
Yeah, no, that's good. All that's right. What we wanted.
Okay, so two votes, Jimmy. One vote, Nath. Rounding things out, Mitch from Margate. G'day, Mitch.
Hey, how you doing?
We're all right, mate. Talk us through it. What do you think? Jimmy or Nath? Who got to the top first?
I was there yesterday as well, but I just was a bit of a loser and I only went to the pub.
You're still a legend for going to the pub.
Still a legend, mate.
You did
still
it.
A legend.
That's all that matters.
Mate, just quickly, Mish, as long as it was the pub at the top of the mountain, you didn't just walk down to a random pub in North Hobart.
No, to the Fern Tree one.
Okay, good. Okay.
I was about top of the mountain. I didn't see a pub up there.
I didn't see either of you guys pass me, but I think that Jimmy won because I reckon Nathan was being nice. I don't know. I think Nathan looks fitter, but I'm not. Oh, see, that's just, I didn't have a clue that Jimmy was actually the runner, so that surprises me.
Okay.
It's been a while. It was 10 plus years ago when I was running.
So
I haven't
done
much these days.
I reckon Jimmy's probably more capable, potentially, because you might be a bit more of a looker with the weights, like someone else said. But
you looker,
you big looker, you. But you reckon, Mitch, that I Nate's talking now. Let Jimmy win.
Yeah, I reckon. I think so.
All right, another lock in for Jimmy.
Okay,
over to you, Jim.
So just to recap, Jane from Rosetta locked in Jimmy. Markella from Gilson Bay.
Toing and
froing, but ended up with you.
Could have easily also gone with you.
But also, Markella did see me
run past.
Well,
or waddle past.
I went past. Let's just put it that. Yeah, yeah. Didn't see you though. Maybe didn't see you because you were so far ahead
or so far behind.
Animal from OTM went
love
with me.
Animal, by the way,
because 20 years ago there was a Jimmy and a Nath in the gym that he worked at, and Jimmy was always working out. That's actually like you, though. You're always on your phone.
Oh, I'm mucking around, mate. Yeah. I don't know.
Get on the socials.
Working out my fingers.
Yeah, really, I can tell when you're at the gym because all the group chats are in, start lighting up.
Yeah, training jaw.
Yeah, that or the toilet. If you get a text message from Nath, he's either at the gym or he's...
It's where I catch up, mate. It's where I catch up.
And then finally, Mish from Margate has locked me in, begrudgingly. Feels like it should be Nath, but only because I've confused her and said that I used to be a runner 10 years ago. But look, he is joining us next on the show. But I figure, come in now, Tommy Windsor, head of the Mobart Mobros. It's only fair, I think, Tommy does this now and announces to Hobart who got to the top first.
All right, Tommy, I'm going to give a drum roll. All right, so here we go. The person who got to the top out of Jimmy or Nate first, Tommy Windsor, was...
me. Beat you both.
Tommy did beat us.
But I beat Jimmy by a bit more than I beat Nath. I only just beat Nath, so bloody great effort. Well done, boys.
Nath took it out.
Got there first. I mean, we're going to unpack this next because me and Tommy were toing and froing a little bit at the end. He showed off and absolutely hammered me at the end. But, Jim, I got you. I got you. I got you in this one.
The big fella dusted me.
Yeah, so the waddle. There you go. Tortoise in the hair.
Which is interesting because I did put a video up of you very early when we left Rest Point and it was your behind. Nath has a big...
I saw a lot of it yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, I had a follower truck that said caution wide load coming.
There were people messaging, even Fred Australia, Alan Christensen, who was like, no way he gets the top. That barger. Mate, well done.
Very well done.
Got
both
there.
Of you.
Awesome. Got there.
Awesome.
So, all right, we're going to unpack a little bit more of the P2P next, including Tommy, you're in here. We do have a little surprise for you. We haven't told you what it is yet, but I reckon you can kind of tell.
I am so excited.
Yes, happy Monday, guys. The day after the Point to Pinnacle, 8:45, Jim. We've got something special on the way right now.
Yep, please welcome to the show. You can mow your own way. With Tommy Windsor! You can mow your own way.
Mow your own way. Welcome, Tommy.
Oh, it's a beautiful morning in Mobart.
It is a beautiful morning outside, but in the studio, probably not going to be as warming as you probably once thought it might have been.
Now, I'm gonna do something. I'm not going to actually tell anyone what I'm doing, but maybe they could just listen to the radio and figure it out, and then we're going to tell what we're going to make Tommy do.
All right, have a listen to this. If anyone heard that, on the radio, Jim, would you like to explain what you just did?
We all did the Point to Pinnacle. Round of applause for everyone.
Well done to everybody.
Special shout out to the Mobart Mobros. But to recover the day after, we've invited Tommy Windsor on the show to chat about it.
Mm-hmm.
But we've invited, we've got some wheelie bins here with ice in. We've got some ice baths.
Yeah, shout out to Veolia. Marty from Veolia, I called him over the weekend. I was like, Marty, we're going to need three big, brand new wheelie bins. I haven't had any rubbish in them yet. He said, I've got you covered.
I think to do it properly, Jimmy, you probably need to get a bit lower, mate. You're only up to your upper thigh. You need to just get a bit lower.
Do it properly.
You need to get those hip flexors in. That's it.
And down he goes. Into that ice bath. Beautiful. Oh, there he is.
Oh, now you're talking.
Down into that ice bath. Beautiful. Yeah, so Tommy, cold. This is a little surprise so for cold. You.
Yeah, of course. I'm rapt to be here after last night's celebrations on a Monday morning.
Yeah.
Presented with this. For the listeners, mate, do you want to walk them through my outfit?
Yeah, we'd love to explain the outfit situation, Jim, if we've still got you there. Because Tommy and I haven't got in our ice bath yet, but Tommy, at the
Jimmy's
moment...
Jimmy's nipple just poked my eye.
Jimmy and I are
notoriously hard nipples.
Jimmy and I are currently wearing the custom-made Jimmy Nath Budgie Smugglers. Now, Tommy, we decided... we didn't decide. We ran out of normal Budgie Smugglers, didn't we, Jim?
No. much like Tommy, if you listen to the show on Friday, Tommy gave us some women's Lululemon's top because they ran out of the men's.
Hey, how quick were they yesterday? They were great on you.
And we wore them. We were men of our words. Yep, and then even at the end, we took photos in them. You can see that on the socials.
So here
that
we are on... Monday morning.
But, yeah. And Tommy's got the women.
And
the
these shoulder straps are not going over my shoulders unless we're going to have a couple of lawsuits on our hands.
Okay, so Tommy is in some custom made Jimmy Nath Budgie Smugglers.
They're not custom made. They were custom made for Grace.
They are actually Grace's.
They're Grace's.
We're actually out of women's as well.
All right. Tommy.
Grace does not want them back.
As payback for you, Tommy, I'm just working around my bin right now. Should I get in first, then Tommy in last?
Yeah.
What do you reckon? All right, I'm going to get
Always
in mine now. We do have shout out to Mez, who's our tech guy here, who's lent us one of his ladders. So I'm now going to get into my ice bath. Hang on a minute.
Oh, it's a bit harder for the big fella.
Yeah,
big
fella.
I don't think I needed a ladder.
Got up the top of the mountain, though. Here we go. Oh!
Breathe through it.
She's chilly, mate. She is chilly.
You got to submerge.
Grace,
get down.
Why did you stand behind me for that? Oh, I'm submerged.
Good,
I'm
good,
in, guys.
Good.
I'm in.
Okay. All right, my turn. I'm jumping it.
And you get Tommy Windsor.
I don't want to raise a lead. Smugglets.
We'll blur it out.
Everyone look away as Tommy gets into the ice bath.
Eggs Benny standing in the corner recording me live.
Okay, Tommy about to get into his ice bath right now.
Ice bath.
Yeah, well,
your brain's gone.
It's already messy with my brain. Tommy getting in his custom-made Smugglets.
Okay.
Tommy, you've got to get right down as well, buddy.
We're going lower.
And there we go, ladies and gentlemen, Jimmy Nath, Tommy Windsor. We are all officially in our ice bath.
Mountain men, real mountain men. This is how you recover, Hobart.
Jim, you've been in there the longest. I can't actually see you because I'm actually crouched down in my ice bath, so I can't see you. How you going, buddy, over in yours?
Yeah, no, it's quite nice over here.
Oh my God, these Smugglets fit me now.
All right, okay, we're going to go to a song.
Did you
ironically,
push that button?
Ironically, the song is Shivers. Ed Sheeran, we are staying in this ice bath. Ed Sheeran, Shivers, and we are shivering.
I love it when you shimmer like that.
Jimmy and Nath coming to you live from Ice Bath this morning, joined by Tommy Windsor, the Mobart Mobros. Of course, we completed the Point to Pinnacle yesterday. Round of applause to everybody who did it. But we thought that we would, as professional athletes do, Jim, do a proper recovery and do the show from some ice baths. Mm. I can't even talk. I've already got brain freeze.
Baths and laughs. Yeah. Baths and laughs.
With Jimmy and Nath.
And Tommy, when I edit this video, that'll be the caption. Mm. Baths and laughs.
Baths and laughs. Again, boys, we can't see each other because we're all so low.
No, I can see Tommy.
Yeah. Really? I can just see.
Nath keeps winking at me between a couple of monitors.
Tommy, what number Point to Pinnacle is that for you?
I can't count.
We were talking about it earlier that Nath did beat me. But, Tommy, you and Nath were racing each other basically the entire time.
Ooh, races are very generous.
Tommy was
sure
toying with me.
Tortoise and the... the ice has got in my head.
So, yeah, you were...
A couple of tortoises battling it out on the hill yesterday.
But you went with the run and then walk.
Yeah,
method.
I kept trying to run and I couldn't run slow enough. So I'd run and then I'd be exhausted and have to walk for a bit. And then this tortoise had come past me.
Trudging the steam train.
This Optimus Prime of a semi-trailer of a tortoise had come past me. Little tap on the ass, little tap on the ass back. See you in a minute, darling.
It was, okay, in Tommy's defence, Jim, we know Tommy, very social bloke, and he was chatting and spurring on every single person that was running the Point to Pinnacle. So every time he saw someone in a Mobart Mobro's top, he was chatting to them. And
anyone else, yeah, to be fair.
And so that's why Tommy did kind of keep stopping and then run past me again. Me, I was probably the rudest person on the mountain. Didn't want to look.
In. Yeah. Bit like he is on the show. You know, yeah. Puts his headphones on.
No, can't even hear him right now.
No interaction.
Someone said to me the other day, I got an Uber, and he goes, yeah, don't talk much on that show. That Nath guy. After every song, it's Jimmy and I.
My favourite was yesterday on the hill. Nath had run up the hill and they go, "Go, Jimmy!" Yeah, and I go, "Yeah, go, Jimmy. He's way better."
You can see it on the story at Jimmy and Nath. There's a video of me running, and if you listen to it, some lady goes, "Go, Nath! Yeah. I love you."
But if I can describe the last couple of kilometres, this is the thing. So I thought I had Tommy in the bag because I thought Tommy.
Come
had,
on, this is the head of the Mobart. Well, this thing, I thought, he made you feel that.
To be fair, it's only my 12th time. You little first timers didn't quite know what was going on.
I thought you'd undid yourself with being the social person, but talking to everybody, I'm like, Tommy's cooked himself here. I reckon I've got him. Oh, one pace, Nath was going the whole way, except for the last probably 1,800 metres. Tommy came past, gave me a bum tap. I saw him whisper, "Watch this," and then roadrunner. Off he goes.
Watch this.
I was not whispering anything yesterday. Exasperation.
Ended up absolutely rinsing me by about 2.5 minutes,
Big
reckon,
crowd
Jim.
At the finish line. Don't mind a crowd. Don't mind a bit of it. There's someone, MC on the mic, Tyrion Guy, bringing everyone home. How good was that?
Oh, it was
atmosphere at the pinnacle.
It was. It was phenomenal. I mean, Tommy, I mean, another round of applause for you and the Mobart Mobros. Each and every year, they do an incredible
job. The team looked awesome yesterday. Got around everyone. No matter what you were doing it for yesterday, we got around everyone, and that's our job on the day. Great event. Great event the P2P organisers. I mean, imagine organising an event like that this year.
Yeah.
Wouldn't know till yesterday afternoon if it was going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, because what it was like last Tuesday, it was snowing mountain, the roads
let alone
sharp,
a lockdown
like,
or two.
Massive shout out to Kim and Tim for what they do, but also shout out to you. Like, one of the things I love that the Mobart Mobros do is as soon as they finish, they head down to the bottom and then you cheer everyone in, you're doing these, you know, what is it, the hands together.
Yeah, guard of honour.
Guard of honour.
We had a couple of great guards of honour yesterday. You know, it's Teresa and Peter, the Just Like Jack team, bloody legends.
And I mean, you sort of, like, the moment there's people running, walking, whatever.
We're still in ice baths, by the way.
Don't forget, we're still in ice baths.
Our brains aren't working. I don't know how long we've been for. But no, like, the entire Mobart Mobros team, through the whole race, I could hear them encouraging other people, not even people in the Mobart Mobros team. Like, they were just, there was people running one out, so they'd turn around and go, "Come on, guys, let's do this."
I ran with these guys. The party shirt guys?
Did you see the party shirt guys? Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Well, look, if you want to, we still have a link for the Mobart Mobros in our Instagram bio at Jimmy and Nath. If you want to donate, because, look, the boys do such a great job each and every year. Nath, if you can, I can't see another round of applause
round
for
applause.
Tommy Windsor.
Oh, absolutely.
And Mobros and Mo Sisters.
This as well, so I'm assuming there'll probably be something up on the Instagram later on at Jimmy and Nath. You can check out. We were actually live from Ice Bath, and in the famous words of Tommy Windsor, watch this, guys. Avicii, wake me up. We are certainly woken up in these ice baths this morning here at 100.9. You are with Jimmy and Nath. Still joined by Tommy Windsor, ex-Ben in the studio, producer Grace in the studio, wrapping up the show. Well done, Tommy, for staying in this ice bath.
I just can't get out.
It's not my choice, you just physically can't get out.
Wait, just kill the music for a second.
Stop doing that, mate.
Actuality.
Weird.
I just want people to know that we're in an ice bath.
You're going to wet the studio.
So I think we pitched this to Sweet Chili Philly because Nath got the bins. Shout out Nath and Violia.
Yeah, shout out to Marty from Violia.
And feels like you could just sit in the bins and pretend there's water in them.
Yes. Smoke and mirrors.
Yeah, shout out to T-Bone Brewing Company for feeling like this in an ice bath on a Monday morning.
Yeah, those beers went doing well yesterday after race. T-Bone, magic. How good?
The Karma Keg, how good was that?
Yeah. So everything
raised a couple of grand.
Yeah, how'd you go with that yesterday?
Bloody awesome.
Yeah, I love that. So yesterday at T-Bone, there was a keg there, a Karma Keg. So whatever you paid for your beers, all that money went to the Mobart Mobro. So.
And then 30 pizzas turned up from local pizza. That Legends from Tiama.
And that was after we left as well. So we missed out on the pizza.
Nate gave the party pies in that.
We had to wait till Nate left because it was supposed to be the pizza.
I wouldn't have fit in one of these ice baths.
Look, it is time for the show rating. This is where we rate the show to 10, give our reasons why. I mean, Tommy Windsor.
We better get a bloody 10 today.
Yeah, what are you giving it?
I'm giving it a 10.
10 out of 10. From Tommy Windsor.
There you go. Producer Grace is in the studio.
I'm going to give it a 10 purely because I had really, really, really low expectations of this show. And you have by far exceeded them. So well done.
I love that. When the EP gives us a 10, we know we're onto something.
Like when we pitch, we're like, we'll do the show from bins with ice. Grace is like, what?
Yeah, it's Sweet Chili. Oh, shout out to Sweet Chili Philly as well. Brought in the ice this morning, which is really nice. Eggs Benny in the studio as well. Mate, you were here on standby in case I ruined the desk with ice water.
I was in the splash zone. Look out.
What'd you put that tarp down for, Ben?
Why are you wearing a bikini?
Stop touching me there, Ben. What are you doing? Eggs Benny out of 10.
Oh, out of 10. All over me.
Oh, sorry, mate. 10.
10 out of 10. I'm also going to give it a 10 as well, guys. Well done. And another massive round of applause to everybody who completed the P2P.
Yeah, well done, team. Great effort.
Everyone who was involved yesterday, point to Pinnacle, point to pub, whatever you did, run, walk, jog, you should be proud of yourself. A lot of people raising money for causes that are very passionate to them. So just makes me feel bloody honoured to live here in this town.
Yeah. Makes you feel good, doesn't it? Absolutely. Yeah. Good on you.
Well done, everybody.
And
Spirit of Mobart.
I'll let Tommy do it. You can close the show. You know the words.
Yeah, don't I? Hooroo, Australia. That's
all there is. Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.